Welcome to College and Career Ready, the only podcast that helps parents equip their adolescent as they transition from high school to college and college to their career. My name is Sonia Cacique. I'm a former educator, certified school counselor, career coach, and founder of Discover You. Together, we will redefine what it truly means to be college and career ready. I believe that you deserve all the tools and support necessary to open the doors to endless opportunities of success. And with our community, you don't have to do this alone, so come with me and let's get started. Today, we have two young podcasters sharing their journey of starting a podcast. They will be exploring the importance of networking and overcoming communication barriers. After you listen to this engaging episode, make sure you check them out and listen to their podcast. This podcast interview was recorded live from OTC in Houston, Texas, the Offshore Technology Conference held at NRG Stadium. And I want to give a big shout out and thanks to OGGN for allowing us to share their space and booth to be able to record this great interview and to be able to meet Shaya and Kennedy in person. But first, let's listen from our sponsor.
Navigating crew and corporate travel logistics can be challenging. Wings Global Travel, a global travel management company with over 30 years of expertise, excels in managing travel logistics for corporate organizations and the energy, resources, and marine sectors. Our advanced technology ensures traveler safety, reduces costs, and maintains project timeliness. With 24/7 support, your travelers are always connected and protected worldwide. Visit wingsenergy.travel to learn more about making travel seamless and safe.
Hi, girls. How are y'all today?
Hello. I'm good.
Doing good. Yeah.
This is awesome. I'm so excited to have y'all here. So I want to start by introducing you each. And we have Shaya and Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And you are with the Ben Show podcast.
Yes.
I love it. So we're going to dive into the Ben Show. Mm-hmm. But get us to how you started. How did you start podcasting?
Well, actually, it was an opportunity given to us by our business teacher. It was like a flyer. And she was like, oh, y'all can sign up. You'll get paid for each episode. And me and Kennedy were already talking about starting our own podcast. Like, that's an idea we had. So we're like, I mean, like, might as well. Like, we'll submit a little video of us, like, telling them why we should, you know, get it and stuff. And then we submitted it, and we didn't hear back from them for, like, a little while. So we were like,
it was at least a couple months.
Yeah. And so we were like, oh yeah, like, we definitely didn't get this, like, it's fine, like, we tried, whatever. And then one day in class I was like, Kennedy, like, just check your email one more time, like, if they didn't say anything, like, it's fine. And then she put it up and we were in class and she was like, oh my gosh, like, she stood up and I was like, what? And she's like, we got it. And I was like, what? And the whole class got silent. We were just jumping up and down, screaming that we got it. We went to our business teacher from last year who gave us the opportunity, and we were like, we got it. Like, oh my gosh, it was crazy. And then, like, I was like, okay, we got it. Let me look up who this person is. Let me look up who Mark is.
Uh-huh.
Mark LaCour. I looked him up, and I was like, he looks familiar. Like, I know him from somewhere. So I asked my sister, and I was like, does he look familiar to you? And I was like, is that our next door neighbor who walks that little wiener dog, like, every day? And I was like, I went home and I make sure I camped outside to see him walk by. And I was like, yeah, that's him. So I emailed him. I was like, yeah, we're neighbors. We could just do this meeting in person. So, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. Crazy. And for our audience, we are at OTC in Houston, Texas. So yes, we're doing this live. And you did your first live podcasting here.
Yes.
How was that experience?
I think it was pretty cool. How about you?
It was fun. It was fun for me. It was a new experience. And
because I usually, since we, like, have pre-recorded episodes, I kind of rely on the cuts to be like, okay, I can mess up and they'll cut it out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is a good experience to be like, well, I can do it all in one take, not mess up and stuff. So it was cool.
And I think that's one of the cool things about podcasting is trying to be as normal as you can and have a, you know, entertaining conversation, yet well, for me, obviously, we always have to do it educational at some point.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me this. What career-wise, and I always tell all my students, this is a time of exploration, right? Yeah. And not necessarily defining, but what are you interested in? So before this podcast episode, why don't you tell us each what your career interest was?
Well, I went into high school applying to the International Business and Marketing Academy, so that was my focus. And previously, before I started high school, I started my own business during COVID, which was mask making. So I would sew masks, and I sold them, and I generated a profit. And so that really got me into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so going into high school, going into that business academy, I was entrepreneurship. But now I'm kind of shifting my focus to marketing and business administration.
Right.
Okay.
For me, I'm also in the same academy, international business and marketing, but I never really thought about doing that. In school, I code, so I do computer science.
Okay.
So I always just thought, since I'm doing that, I guess I'll do that in college. Like, I'm already doing it. I've been coding for so long, might as well. But now, because I never really had a core interest. Like, I was never like, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm going to go to college for this. I just kind of got what was put in front of me, and I was kind of just like, okay, I guess I'll do that. But now, having this opportunity, I'm finding an interest in the different types of engineering inside of the oil and gas industry. Because I knew I was going to go to school for engineering or computer science, but now that I know there's vast opportunities in oil and gas, I think it's leading more towards maybe petroleum or something like that.
Okay. So this gave you a whole other perspective on career opportunities.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to impact you in the long run? The exposure
because going to places like this and having this opportunity, you make a lot of connections, you meet a lot of different people. So I feel like this would just help simply making connections, and maybe I'll have a job opportunity that I didn't have before because of this opportunity that I have. So I feel like that just helps with building my career further than what it could have been.
Yes. You know? Absolutely.
I definitely agree with that. I think a big part of business is networking and having that exposure and getting yourself out there. And so this podcast has really just helped me do that exact thing because I'm interviewing these people. I had no idea about their jobs or their careers, and I'm finding new aspects of kind of the entire scope of different jobs and I think it's really helping me kind of shape what I want to do and just talking to new people has really helped me, and I think it's really going to help me in the future knowing what I want to do.
I love that. So before this, had you been, well, I'm assuming you have been introduced to the word networking, right? Because you're in business. So what was your idea about networking then, and has it changed now?
So for me, networking was just kind of like, it always seemed like an adult term for me. Like,
okay.
Only adults can network, and networking is really only within your business, like your specialty, right? So if I'm an engineer, I only network with other engineers. Like, that's what I thought. It was very closed off. But now that I know, it's like I can be an engineer and network with, I don't know, a computer science major or something like that, because a lot of what I didn't know now is that a lot of them connect. Like, we can use a computer science major for engineering. Like, a lot of things connect, so we should network outside of our specialty to meet new people and learn new things about different aspects of different businesses.
Being in the academy and just around that business knowledge, we hear about networking all the time. We talk about it, we discuss how important it is, but we're never able to actually experience it. So having these opportunities and actually talking to people and having, you know, shared hobbies or certain interests, it really makes a difference in what you want to do. And I think a lot of people are kind of scared to reach out because they don't seem smart enough, or they don't think they're at that level of somebody who they might want to reach out to. But I think it's really important to kind of see yourself where you want to be in the future and take those chances and speak to the people who you want to see in, you want to see yourself in that position.
Any tips on how to start a conversation for high school and college students? So you've done it. You were at OTC. You were on the booth going through, you know, interacting with different companies. Any tips?
So before this event, we our first event at OGGN was a mixer. And so Shai and I have never interacted with other podcasters or other people in the industry before this. And so we were scared. We were around a bunch of adults who we didn't know how to talk to because we felt like we didn't have any common interests. And we were kind of huddled in the corner trying to figure out how do we go talk to these people and make ourselves known. And I think we were just really overthinking it. Because a lot of people want to hear your story and they want to tell you their story. And I think a lot of people are just scared. So if you kind of just break out of your shell, you'll be able to do that. And that's the advice I would give people. Like, just take that chance. Just, I mean, a lot of people say this, but like the worst they can say is no. And you walk away, you ask somebody else. And somebody's going to say yes.
Like, it may sound simple, but really just start with the hi, hello, introduce yourself, my name is, and what you do. Because that can spark a conversation that could last 30 minutes. And then, because you, like she said, you tell them your story, then they tell you their story. And like she was saying at the mixer, we were kind of laughing about it. The reason why we were laughing is because we kind of wanted to meet a quota. We were like, okay, by the end of the night, we need to talk to at least four people, and we need to get business cards. Like, we have to do it because this is something that we've never done in real life before. But it was really more simple than, like, what we thought. Like, we were overthinking it, really. You really needed to start with the hello, and people want to talk to you mostly. So just introduce yourself and start
from there. By the end of the night, people started coming up to us, and we kind of relaxed a little bit.
So, okay, let me take this a little further. When you are discussing or introducing yourself, let's just say for high school or college students, what should they, what do you think should be the first topic of conversation? Because you said what you do, but any other tip how to build a conversation?
Well, for someone who doesn't have, let's say you don't really have a story. Like, everyone has a story, but let's say you don't know what your story is yet. Start with asking the other person their story.
There you go.
And then from then, ask them more questions about themselves, and they'll start asking questions about you, which will kind of break you out of your shell. And then that's when you'll start, you know, conversating more flow. Like, it's more flowy now.
Perfectly said. Do you want to add something?
I agree. I think before starting this podcast, I was kind of very to myself. And I had hard times conversating with people because I wasn't comfortable with asking other people questions because I felt like I was imposing. And so I think it's really important to ask other people questions because you want to hear their story. And that's really going to impact you because they think that you're leaning into the conversation and you get that response back. And so I think it's important, tell your story, but also listen so that you can get the information that you need back.
Very good. And we actually just went to an event where we had a keynote speaker and was saying the exact same thing. You know, share your story. Don't share all the technical and the GPA and the rank and the class rank. You know, talk about the story that you have that you want to share. And you said something very important that I tell all my students is ask others about them because they're always excited about talking about themselves. So you're putting kind of the light on them. Then
takes the pressure
off. Takes the pressure off. And then you can start asking questions or adding to the conversation based on your own story.
Yeah, it really opens you up to more conversation.
Yeah.
You know? Builds a lot of connections too, because you'll realize that when you show interest in other people, that's when they'll start, you know, wanting to be around you. Like, they want you to interview them now. They want you to keep talking to them. So it just, that also helps with networking a lot, because that will make people actually want to talk to you after that. So
So now let's take it a step further, what do you do with business cards?
Well,
what do you do with the connections?
You'll see that when you talk to some people, even if, like, I'll have to say there's some people that, you know, talk to us, handed them their business cards, that we're not really interested in, you know, interviewing to us. But
okay.
You can look them up. Like, you take the business cards, you look up that person, what they do, and to see if that aligns with what you want mm-hmm. for yourself. And if it is, contact them. Like, you email them, you text their number, you call them. Because the reason for business cards is to contact the person who gave mm-hmm. like who gave it to you. So yeah, you just really have to do your research on the person, and if it's not the right person for you, you can just move on to the next one.
Stack it away.
Yeah.
You might need it in the future.
Right. It's okay not to, you know, have a connection with every single person you get a business card from. It's just to let you know that they're there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I think that a lot of people who have given us business cards mm-hmm. are people who are so excited to share their experience with us mm-hmm. and give us advice
right.
in return. And so I think that going into that, don't just think it's them getting something from you. Right. You're getting something in return. You're getting that advice.
Right.
And so make, yes. like, reach out. Like, there's nothing that you can do. Just reach out.
Yeah. And before I did this, like, I got business cards here and there, but I just kind of got them like, okay, thank you. Like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
But now that I know that it can actually help with them, help you, is kind of win-win situation, that's when I've like started looking into them and finding out who they are to see if they bring any benefit. So
have y'all started reaching out to some of the business cards y'all collected, or is that something next on the list?
That's something next on the list, because you know, when you reach out to people, that's usually results in an interview for it. So we
Got
have
it.
To research, see if they align, then come up with questions in the question. So
yeah.
It's a long process after like you find the right fit, but it's coming up for next episodes. So.
Yeah.
What would you say to a high school and college student? What's another word that we can use instead of networking? Because I feel like networking is an overrated word. So is there any other way we could describe this process so our young listeners can be encouraged to do it?
For me, I guess to break it down, communication.
Mm.
Like when you hear networking, you hear like business professional,
yes.
like you have mm-hmm. to have a job, but you can network through kids at your school, or like another word, communication. Like you can communicate with other kids at your school. As long as you're learning something new about someone else or what they do, that's quote unquote networking. That's what you call communication. So
Yeah, I think communication is a good word for it, because, I mean, you want to be talking back and forth to get your ideas across.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I like that reframe. I like that reframe. Communication, because we're losing that, unfortunately, in our young population. And you seem quiet. So, were you more of an introvert before you became a podcaster, and now you're more of an extrovert? Because I see you more outspoken, but I can tell that you probably were an introvert before.
Yeah, I definitely was, because I don't know. I just thought that if I would talk to others, I'm imposing. Like, I'm crossing this line. And I think I've always been pretty good at reading people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew what they wanted to tell me without asking them. And so that's why I never asked questions. And I feel like people took that as, oh, I'm not interested in what they have to say.
Right.
And that's not what I was trying to do. I just didn't know how to form that connection through communication.
Yeah. Funny story, Kennedy didn't used to like me. And
oh, let's school, hear it.
Not like.
Okay, let
like was probably the wrong word.
It's because, as I said, I'm a quiet worker.
Yeah.
In class, I put my headphones on, I do my work.
Yeah.
So, when I walk into my new business class, I hear this girl yelling across the room.
It's not that. It wasn't like that. I feel like I can read the room sometimes. Like, if I know, like, I have to be quiet, like, there's no reason for me to be doing this. Like, I can be quiet. But Kennedy, she was always the quiet one. Like, she always wanted it to be quiet.
Uh-huh.
So, since I was an outspoken person and I let people know how I felt,
exactly,
it was kind of like a, oh, she's doing too much, like she's loud. But towards the end of last year, we kind of understood each other. I understood what she was coming from. She understood where I was coming from. And then she actually understood that I wasn't as crazy as I thought, as I looked. So
yeah. I think I was kind of always, I always admired how easily you were able to tell other people your ideas. Because for me, I struggle to put the words together, or I don't know how to get my ideas across. And for you, you just shout it out in front of the class. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. We learn both ways. Like me, Kennedy taught me I don't always have to say everything that comes to my head. Like sometimes I can just chill out, take a chill pill, and, you know, be quiet sometimes.
Well, you know, that story is perfect because I tend to gravitate to people who are different than me. But the majority tend to gravitate to people who are like them.
Right. Yeah.
But what happens is that if you keep surrounding yourself with people like you, you don't get to grow, you don't get to learn, you don't get to experience. You know, you might have never come out of your shell. I mean, you might have, but this process, this relationship, this friendship really allowed her to flourish and really allowed you to learn from her too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Benefited from each other, so.
I love that. Well, tell us about the Ben Show and where our audience can hear you and find you.
Well, the Ben Show is a show about oil and gas. And it's kind of like a broad thing where we kind of want to explain and educate the youth about this kind of complicated type of industry. So you can find this anywhere you listen to your podcast, so whether that's Spotify, Apple, or wherever. You can listen there, and
awesome.
Anything?
any closing remarks? Anything that you want to tell listeners from your experience that you feel like it's a nugget of truth?
Anything? I think just don't be afraid to take that risk and put yourself out there, like I was before, and now. Being able to express my ideas and kind of put myself out there really, really helped me and transform the way I saw things.
Right. Everything that people kind of say is cliche, like, oh, it's kind of cringy. It's actually like it's true. Like, just don't be afraid to kind of dip your toe in and really, and really, you know, just try it out. Like, if you don't like it, that's, you know, at least you tried. Like, trying everything is kind of just the way you do find out what you do like. So,
And finding out what you don't like, which is just as beneficial
as
finding out what you don't like.
Exactly.
I love it. Thank you, girls. Thank you for being here on the College and Career Ready podcast. And hopefully we'll have you again soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share it with a friend, a colleague, or your own community. If you share it on social media and tag me, I'll make sure to personally thank you. My two favorite places to hang out are Instagram and LinkedIn. Check out our show notes for a direct link. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. And as always, stay well, be present, and enjoy the journey. I'll talk to you next week. Adios.